بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يلحدون في آياتنا لا يخفون علينا، أفمن يلقى في النار خير أم من يأتي آمنا يوم القيامة، اعملوا ما شئتم إنه بما تعملون بصير. إن الذين كفروا بالذكر لما جاءهم هذا كتاب مبين. How the ayat goes? إنه لكتاب عزيز لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد، صدق الله العلي العظيم. In this ayat al-Karima, Allah تبارك وتعالى speaks of a very hidden form of kufr, which is known as ilhad. So we should be very careful in these days as far as ilhad is concerned. So ilhad, for those who study Arabic, it comes from the bab fataha yaftahu, that is the mujarrad, and the mazid fi is if'al. In other words, ilhad, lahada, yalhadu, ilhadan. So anyway, lahad, there are two types of qabr. One is lahad and one is shaq. So when Hazrat Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the world, he went into the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And after giving Hazrat Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ghusl, then the Sahaba, they were having this debate, and it's good to have good debate, constructive debate, that what type of qabr should we dig for Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one qabr is known as lahad, and the other one is known as shaq. Now in the people of Makkah Mukarramah, probably because the ground is soft there, they dig the shaq qabr. And in Medina Munawwara, the ground is hard, so they dig the lahad qabr. So the muhajirin said, what we dig in Makkah Mukarramah, we must dig that qabr, the shaq. And the people of Medina Munawwara, they were digging the lahad. So we said, no, for Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to dig the lahad qabr. So Sahaba said, no problem. How we make the decision? Like this, that among the Sahaba, there were two Sahabas who used to dig these two different qabr. One is Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. He used to dig the shaq qabr. And Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, he used to dig the lahad qabr. So they said, no problem, call both. The one that comes first, he will dig that qabr, and that will be the qabr of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they called both. So who came first? Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu. And the lahad qabr was dug for Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now what is lahad and what is shaq? So Allah give us tawfiq that even when we die, our qabr should be according to the sunnah. So lahad means where the ground is hard and the wall of the qabr won't fall. So on the wall that is facing the qibla, this wall here of the qabr, you dig a recess like a niche. And then the mayyat, the marhum, is placed in the niche facing the qabr, like an insertion, a recess. You dig a recess facing the qabr wall, and then you put the mayyat there, and then the planks are put this way. So that is the lahad qabr. So Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu used to dig the lahad qabr. And the shaq qabr is where the ground is soft. So there, at the bottom of the qabr, on the bottom, the floor of the qabr, a shallow trench is dug in a rectangular rectangular way. And then the mayyat is placed facing the qabr, and the boards are put this way. So that is the shaq qabr. So we must also make wasiyat. Many times we go to the qabr, and when we put the mayyat, there is no recess on the qabr wall also. They just put the mayyat and the qabr is normal. There is no recess. Or there is no shaq also done. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq. When we write our wasiyat, we must write that my qabr must be according to the sunnah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Either it must be shaq or either it must be lahad. So Allah give us tawfiq. Even after we die, the sunnah is implemented. So everything according to the sunnah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another thing, as far as the qabristan is concerned, many times we go to the qabr and we should go to the qabristan to remind us of death. So we must remind ourselves daily on death. How many times? 25 times we must remind ourselves by reciting Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al-maut. Because we have to prepare, I have to prepare for my qabr. Nobody else is going to come in my qabr. And I myself have to prepare for my qabr. So anyway, we go to the qabristan, we see people, they plant roses, they plant flower plants directly on the qabr. That is makruh, that is not according to the adab of the qabr. You can't plant directly on the qabr. If you want to plant, you can plant a creeper, and the creeper then creeps on the qabr, then it's fine. But directly planting like a rose tree on the qabr, that is not according to the adab of the qabr. So we must be careful. And another thing also, people, they write name boards. Now on the name board, they write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. According to the hadith, this is also makruh. Because why? Dirt will come onto that plate. And it will come on the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So we're not respecting the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. People write on the name plate, they write Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. It rains, the dust flies, and the dust flies onto the ayat of the Quran, Inna Lillahi wa this dua, Inna Lillahi the zikr, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. So we must be careful, Allah give us all tawfiq. That we learn the ahkam of our deen, and even after we pass away, it is implemented. So now, one way of preparing for our qabr. How do we prepare? I must prepare for my qabr. So every night, you must try and recite Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Surah Tabarak Alladhi Biyadihil Mulk, after Maghrib. And if after, not after Maghrib, then at least before sleeping. Let us try and recite these two surahs. Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Mulk has similar virtues. And the main virtue, one of the very main virtues of Surah Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Mulk is that a person who reads it regularly, inshallah, when he's placed in his qabr, he won't be given azab. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we prepare for our qabr. This dunya is a few days more lengthy than the dunya is alam e barzakh, the alam, the life of our qabr. Allah make it easy for us. Let us die with iman, which is the main thing. And then finally is alam e akhirat, which is very, very long. Not even long, it is forever. So we have to prepare. Allah give us tawfiq. So we will all try and prepare, inshallah. Every night try read after Maghrib, after Isha, or before sleeping at least, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Mulk. Allah give us tawfiq. Now you see, the main thing is our aqaid. Our aqaid has to be very, very strong and solid, and we must be on pure tawheed. Now, the opposite of iman is kufr. So there is one kufr which is hypocritical. It is hidden. So we must be very careful for these people. You call them mulhideen. Or you can call them even zindiqs. They are heretics. So Allah give us tawfiq that we recognize who these people are. And these people will always be exposed by the ulama. Till the day of Qiyamah, there will be always a group of people that will expose these people who do ilhad. Now what is ilhad? As we said, the qabr, there is one type of qabr which is known as lahad. That means, in the side of the qabr you make an insertion. See? So these people also, they go towards one side, the mulhideen, as far as aqaid is concerned. Like the qabr on one side, you dig a trench, you dig an insertion. These people go from haq towards batil. Inhiraf anil haq ilal batil. They go from haq, they go to batil. So who are these people, these mulhideen, these heretics? They are those people who say, outwardly they say we believe in Qur'an Kareem. We believe in Zahiran. They say we believe in Qur'an Kareem. But in the meaning of the Qur'an, they make such interpretations which is all false. It is against the nusus of the Qur'an qat'iyah. And again, ijma'i qat'i. That means that which is explicitly and definitely established from the Quran, the text of the Quran Kareem, the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in interpreting the meaning, they go against it. The majority of the Ummah, they go against that type of interpretation. They do their own concocted false interpretation. A wide example, broad example of this is, for example, and every Muslim knows that this is the interpretation of the meaning of this verse. For example, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Aqeemu Salah, that establish Salah. So even a person who is not well versed with Islamic knowledge, is an ordinary person. He knows that what is Salah? Namaz. Namaz means that we read five times Namaz. And a physical Namaz, we read, and in the physical Namaz, the two faraz, there are two faraz in Fajr, four faraz in Sahar, etc., etc. Now this person comes and he says, Salat doesn't mean physical Salat, it means spiritual Salat. That you sit on your place and you just meditate. That I'm reading Salat and I'm conversing with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So now he's interpreting Salat against which is famously known in the Ummah. And all have accepted this interpretation of Salat. So we should be very careful. Slowly, slowly these people are surfacing, this Mulhideen. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala save us. So our Aqaid is very, very important. So we should see that we don't come in the deception of these Mulhideen. They will make false interpretations of the Quran Kareem and they will divert from the straight path. They will digress from the right course. So this is Ilhad. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala save us from such people. We should recognize who they are and we should be very, very careful. Now every person who has made this effort has failed tremendously. He has failed outright, he has failed. Because why? Now what is Ilhad? What Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says Ilhad is وَدْعُ الْقَلَامِ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِ مَوْضِعِهِ. To take the word of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and fit it in a place where it's not supposed to be fitted. Like example I gave you of Quran, the Salat. Now to say Salat is not physical, it's just mental. This is taking the Kalam of Allah and putting it, interpret it in such a way which doesn't fit its place. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says the Quran Kareem is very, very fortified. وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. So it's very, very fortified. It is very, very strong. It is very, very powerful. It is ba'izzat. It is full of honor. لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ. That batil, now batil, some ulama have interpreted batil as shaitan. Shaitan can come in front of Quran and make changes in Quran. And shaitan can come from the back, from all sides in other words, to make changes in the Quran Kareem. Nobody can make, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has taken the promise upon himself that he will protect the Quran, now Quran, the word of the Quran, and the meaning of the Quran till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's system is that he uses weak things to protect, to show his qudrat. He uses weak things to protect great things. Like the Kaaba Sharif is the great thing, is the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala used the small, small birds to protect, physically protect the Quran, the Kaaba from the army of the elephants. So similarly, the Quran is the word of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to protect his word, shows his great power, that he uses small, small children that are in the his class to protect the great word, the words of the Kaaba, of the Quran Kareem. So these his classes, we should encourage our children to become hafiz. And we should promote it and make dua for its hifazat. As long as, inshallah, these small, small children, masoom children, that have no physical strength as such, no. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses them to protect the words of the Quran Kareem. Any person reading Taraweeh and he has just to make a zabar mistake, zair mistake, after the Taraweeh he can be a great alim. That child will come, but Mawlana, you read it zair, it's supposed to be zabar. So he's protecting the word of the Quran. So one is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will protect the words of the Quran. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will also protect the meaning of the Quran, because the Quran means the lafz and the ma'na of the Quran, both. So anybody making a wrong interpretation of the Quran, trying to interfere with the Quran. For example, now we hear that people are trying to interfere with the arrangement in which the Quran has been, the sequence of the Quran Kareem. We know first comes Surah Fatiha, and it comes in 7 ayats. Those ayats were placed there by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody can interfere with the arrangements. First is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, then Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, then Maliki Yawmiddin. You can't interfere with the arrangements of the ayat. You can't interfere with the surahs. First Surah Fatiha, then Surah Baqarah, then Surah Ali Imran. This is Tawqifi from the side of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Now some people are trying to interfere with that arrangement. They want to rearrange the Quran. Some people want to take out verses from the Quran Kareem. So how can you do this? Now we're going on the way of the Jews and Christians. They added to the Bible, they added to the Injil and the Torah, they separated. But nobody will be successful. That person will be disgraced. Why? Because the Quran is aziz, mani'. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made the Quran very, very well fortified. And for this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will use the ulama-i kiram. So, the ulama will state, when the ulama of haq state, that this person has deviated from what the Quran is supposed to be. We should listen to those ulama and follow those ulama. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ. That batil, shaitan, can't interfere with the Quran from the front and from the back and from any side. The Quran will remain as it is, as it was revealed by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, through Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it has reached us through the Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, until our Ustad that taught us in the Maktab. It's a chain, unbreakable chain. It's a chain that we can't break. So this Quran will always remain protected. Now, لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. Now these mulhideen, they can't come directly in front of the Quran and say we don't believe in the Quran. So they come from the back. They say we believe in the Quran, but from the back they make changes in the meaning of the Quran by falsely interpreting the Quran Kareem. So we should be very, very careful of these people. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنْحِدُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا لَا يَخْفُونَ عَلِينَا. They want to hide their kufr. Ilhad means hypocritical kufr. Hiding the kufr. They say, we believe in the Quran, but they make wrong interpretations of the Quran. So the hiding, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, لَا يَخْفُونَ عَلِينَا. They are not hidden from us. And we are going to punish them. لَا يَخْفُونَ عَلِينَا. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to punish us. So when they in kufr, so they will be thrown into Jahannam. أَفَمَنْ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ خَيْرٌ أَمَّنْ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That person who makes ilhad, he hides his kufr and makes wrong interpretation, he will be thrown into Jahannam. So is this person better or that person? أَمَّنْ يَأْتِي آمِنًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The person on the day of Qiyamah, what aman, he will enter Jannah. Who is better? The person in safety who will enter Jannah, he is better. So the person who makes ilhad, there is Jahannam for him. And the person who saves himself from ilhad, is jannat for him. أَفَمَنْ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ خَيْرٌ أَمَّنْ يَأْتِي آمِنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ. اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ. Allah warns them. Allah warns them that do as you please. If you do the wrong, Allah is going to punish you. This is tahdeed, warning. اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. You are trying to hide your kufr, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows everything. And when He knows everything, He is going to punish you. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make us aware that we protect our aqaid. Our aqaid is very important. The next thing is our amal saliha. If our aqaid is right, our amal will be correct. And on this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has promised success of qabr, akhirat, and dunya. So now, for our aqaid to remain intact and correct, and our progeny's aqaid to remain intact, is very important that we send our children to the maktab. Because most probably in all cases, the ustad that is going to teach our children, he is a product from our madaris. And in our madaris, we have a chain. From the student that graduated from this madaris, he he has an ustad, he has an ustad, he has an ustad, and finally it reaches to Sahaba-i Kiram. Finally it reaches to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all that came from to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came through wahi, matlu and ghayra matlu, in the form of sunnah, in the form of Quran Kareem. So there's unbroken chain. So we are linked to Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we send our children to the maktab. But if we're not going to send our children to the maktab, then we fear that the aqidah of that child will be corrupt. His a'mal will all be rotten. So it is very important. The year has started, schools have started. We as ulama, wherever we go, we must establish maktabs. And we must encourage the children to come to the maktab, so at least the basic aqaid can be intact, can be correct, and they can, as far as possible, come on a'mal salihah. Now in this time, one is the maktab. For us as grown-ups, what should we do? So there is very authentic literature of aqaid and masail also. So one such kitab for the Hanafis is Beshti Zewar. Have ta'lim of fazail in our homes as well as ta'lim of masail. For the Shafis also there is authentic kitabs. Read through those kitabs. We don't know, because of these people's efforts, these mulhideen, their efforts, sometimes our aqidah can change, because they promote their aqidah in such subtle ways that we don't even know. So it's very important that we have to bring the shock of deen in our lives. We have to have the ta'lim of fazail in our homes. And what the ta'lim of fazail? The ta'lim of masail. So as I said, for the correct aqaid, to learn the correct aqaid in the beginning of Beshti Zewar, all the correct aqaid are mentioned there. Read it 5 to 7 times, 5 times, at least 3 times, with our families, inshallah, our aqidah will be correct. And masail, we learn the masail of deen. Now Ramadan is coming, have ta'lim of fazail-e Ramadan. We'll have the correct shock to keep our roza, and we read the masail of saum. Then we will keep our roza according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we establish the ta'lim in our homes. It is very important for we as adults and for our children. We send them to the maktab. Inshallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will safeguard our progeny till the day of qiyamah, and our aqidah will be correct. On that depends our salvation of the akhirat. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. So basically, just to recap, we all have to prepare for our qabr. And to prepare for our qabr after Maghrib, or at least before sleeping, try and read 2 surahs. One is Surah Mulk and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. The other thing, we should be very careful as far as our qaid is concerned. People are trying to divert the Muslims from the aqidah of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And one of them is these mulhideen. They say we have iman on the Quran Kareem, but they make wrong interpretations of the Quran Kareem, which leads the person to kufr. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save us and the entire ummah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thirdly, very important, ummah is going under very, very difficult conditions. So one weapon we have is the weapon of dua. So let us employ that weapon of dua. We can't reach them, but by making dua, the effect of our dua will reach them definitely. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.